Now, Freedom of Religion South Africa's executive director says government must not override the right and responsibility of parents to bring up the children in conformity with their own religious, moral and philosophical convictions, beliefs and values. Michael Swain was speaking about the right of parents to raise and pass on their beliefs and values to their own children, which is a key element of the right to religious freedom. And we welcome him this afternoon here on Radio Islam International. Michael, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate the opportunity.
A pleasure. We always enjoy having you talking to us here on Radio Islam International. So this is a really relevant and important subject. And, you know, South Africa's international obligations, what are they when it comes to protecting and promoting parental rights?
Well, I think one of the most important things that listeners need to understand, and it is something which is increasingly under attack, and I mean, we've seen this on a global level, that government seems to think increasingly that they have the right to make sure that your children are raised according to their values and how mm-hmm. they think. And of course, this is something which has never, certainly in recent memory until about the last sort of, you know, few years, been the case. And there's plenty of international law in South Africa and also international legal instruments and treaties which are legally binding upon South Africa. And I just thought it would be important to just run through a couple of these, because I think many of your listeners will agree that this is how things should be. So, for example, the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, known as the Banjul Charter, states that the family should be the natural unit and basis of society. And I think we all understand that it is parents with their children, raising their children, training them up, making sure that they're good citizens, capable. That is absolutely an essential building block of any successful society. Mm-hmm. And then we have the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child, which says that the parents shall have the primary responsibility for the upbringing and development of the child. And the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, importantly, states that parents have a prior right to choose the kind of education that should be given to their children. In other words, it's not up to the state to decide what your child should or should not be learning in terms of the content. You as the parent are the primary educator of your child. And then the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights actually requires that, that states undertake to respect parents' freedom to ensure that particularly the religious and moral education of their children is in conformity with their own convictions. So these are international treaties. I mean, there are many more, by the way. I've just mm-hmm. touched the surface. But I just wanted to help parents to understand that it's not a kind of a by grace issue when it comes to your right to raise your child according to your own beliefs and morals and values. It is actually your right, and it's internationally recognized, and also, by the way, in South African law.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about it, it almost seems as if by taking away that right from the parent and giving it to the government, it could become a one-size-fits-all. And that would mean that they would, if government decided no religion was to be practiced, they would just easily take it away. And then we'd have, you know, every South African just not being able to practice, and then be sitting with a huge situation, because obviously not everybody feels that they want that kind of life. But one of the places that has come under attack, or areas I should say, is education. It's become a battleground when it comes to parental rights. What laws or regulations do we have in South Africa that govern these rights?
Well, importantly, when it comes to education, particularly religious education, of course, you cannot have a public school which is aligned to any particular faith. So you can't have an Islamic public school, or with a government, a state school. Oh, they're not state schools anymore. And here was the big departure. In 1994, or pre-1994, of course, under the apartheid regime, the state decided everything about education, what should be taught, where it should be taught, how it should be taught, content that it should be taught, the outcomes it expected, and they drove it from the top. In the mm-hmm. New South Africa, according to the Basic Education's white policy paper, there was a clean break, and it particularly states that parents have an inalienable right to choose the form of education which is best for their children, particularly in the early years of schooling, and to choose, among other things, the religious basis for your child's education. So, in a nutshell, South Africa is bound to recognize and protect parental rights. And it's interesting that that word inalienable is used, because this is not a right that is granted by government, but rather it's recognized as a pre-existent right based yes. upon the natural order of the parent-child. Your rights, therefore, are yours simply by virtue of the fact that you are a parent.
Hmm. Very interesting. So looking outside of South Africa now, what are some of the international trends that we can observe where parental rights are being negatively affected across the world and here in South Africa?
Well, you know, we've seen in Canada, for example, that a father was jailed, literally put into jail for 6 months for speaking out against his biological daughter's gender transition. And that's, of course, a very, thematic global issue at the moment. Mm-hmm. And he refused to refer to her using masculine pronouns. I mean, just yes. for that, he was put in jail. In Norway and in other Scandinavian countries, there are now reports of children being taken away from their parents. Some estimate between 4 and 5 children are taken away every day from their parents. Mm-hmm. There was one case in Norway where a Christian family lost their children, 5 children, including a baby, because they were raising them according to Christian values. They did get them back, but it was a huge fight. And there are, in fact, 30 cases before the European Court of Human Rights because parents have had their children taken away because they were not being raised according to the right belief system. And again, you've probably seen in this country too, we had it with the whole comprehensive sexuality education concept yes. And other sort of ideologies being pushed through onto children. In the UK, there was a big pushback from the Muslim parents, in fact, in a school in Birmingham because mm-hmm. of this. So we can see there isn't really a sufficient respect for parental rights, particularly in the area of education.
Mm. So where can our listeners get more information on this and other issues when our rights to religious freedom is in, become eroded or become in danger of being eroded?
Well, the best place is obviously to go to the forsa.org.za website, forsa.org.za. We have a Freedom of Religion Essay Facebook page. We have a YouTube channel, and we are constantly posting issues and updates. And we really want parents to be informed about these things and to particularly be on our guard to ensure that we never fall into these very desperate situations that have really unfortunately taken over in some other nations where this was never the case before. We have that opportunity, and I believe we have that responsibility to our children to really make sure that we guard our faith so that we can pass it on to our children.
Absolutely. Oh, what a pertinent subject, and I'm sure we could speak more about it. But thank you for your time here this afternoon, and we wish you all the best. And I'm sure that many of our parents listening in would be very interested to keep in touch and find out a lot more about what's going on with regards to this. I'm sure that it's a topic very close to their hearts. But thank you for your time this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye. And that was Michael Swain from For South Africa, Executive Director, Freedom of Religion South Africa, talking to us this afternoon about the rights of parents to raise and pass on their beliefs and values to their children.